Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kendrick, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Kendrick.
Hey, how y'all doing today? Thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate you jumping on. And I'm just curious, from a player perspective, if you come to an All-Star game where you're going to be frozen, it's a bad weekend in Chicago, and we've had a lot of nice ones. It's been a pretty mild winter, but it's snowing today and it's freezing this weekend. Does that affect anybody in terms of free agency? Does the money warm your heart? Does it matter if it's bad in the wintertime? Would you prefer to be in L.A. or would you prefer the dough?
You prefer to be in good weather, but you still can't count out Chicago. Guys look forward to coming in and playing in Chicago in the United Center. And one thing about it is that Chicago is when young guys come into the league, they want to go and play at the United Center. Like, Chicago is still one of the best cities to go and play in, best cities all around, in my opinion. When you think about the shopping, the food, great atmosphere, I think it's real good. So, you know, at the end of the day, I just think it's all about what direction the team is going in. It's more so about the culture, the front office, the coaching staff, what direction they're going in, the players that they're bringing in. That's what attracts players. It has nothing to do with the weather and all that. Chicago is still Chicago, still a great city to be in. And regardless of the cold temps, that don't matter. Boston attracting people in this cold out there. So, Toronto also. So, that's not the reason.
So we know from talking to you about a month ago, Kendrick, that the direction of the organization, when you're talking about the Bulls, there's not a whole lot to be impressed by. And here, nothing has changed. 19-36 as they go into this break. 27 games left. They've had a lot of injuries. They've had a lot of injuries to key guys like Markkanen and Porter and Wendell Carter Jr. and now Chris Dunn. Is that an acceptable excuse for why this season has gone off the rails, or is it something much deeper?
Well, I think it's something much deeper, in my opinion. When you look at the way that they're trying to build things, it's more like, to me, it's high school basketball. And you're dealing with guys today that are making a lot of money. You're dealing with a players-driven league in today's game. And, I understand people are all about culture and stuff like that. But if the great Greg Popovich could change, anybody could change. And I think a lot of times we all put too much emphasis on culture and, doing things the right way outside of basketball and not actually, focusing in on guys who could actually play the game. It's okay to bring in guys who sometimes are going to ruffle the feathers. You know what I mean? Like, as long as they can put the ball in the basket, hey, sometimes you got to deal with that, Let's get it. The great Michael Jordan wasn't a guy who just did everything right. He was a guy that golfed all day until he had to come to the arena and still give people, a 40-piece. So at the end of the day, it's not about, all this culture and good guys and having guys check in and come in early and all that, man. It's about finding guys who can play the game of basketball and putting them out there and letting them be successful.
Jim Boylan is a little bit of an unusual head coach, and from a player,
a little bit.
from a player perspective, I mean, if you're playing for a guy and he's calling timeouts with 10 seconds left, 7 seconds left, you're trailing, you have no chance to win, but he wants to use the teaching moment. He's done it repeatedly. It's beyond unorthodox. It's kind of annoying. How do you feel if you're a player? What's it like? Would it be like? Do you have any idea? You've never seen this.
No, I never did. But see, when it starts to get to that point, it's not about the player anymore. It's all about Jim Boylan trying to make his point and trying to, you know, and trying to force the issue on who he is as a coach. And once you start doing that, you start making it about yourself and not about the game of basketball or actually the players. Players are going to – if anybody know who played basketball at any level, you're going to make mistakes. And, you know, you're going to mess up on assignments. Are you trying to do it on purpose? Absolutely not. Sometimes it just happens throughout the course of the game. But as long as guys are playing hard, in my opinion, if a guy is doing something that you're not pleased with, how about sub him out for a couple of minutes and tell him how you feel and then bring him back? But, you know, those timeouts are getting out of control. And to me, that's just an ego thing and a pride thing, and it's all about Jim. And it's not how it should be. He's just trying to make a statement of this, how he's going to run things. And that's all good if you was winning and you're at the top of the East. But if you're down at the bottom of the bottom and, you know, you're just barely scratching the playoff surface and guys are already complaining for you. You know, people, as a player, you don't want to go to war with a coach like that. That makes you hate him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing is that you want guys to buy into what you believe in. And the way he's going about it is just a recipe for disaster.
So, Kendrick, if the weather isn't an impediment for potential free agents to come to Chicago, would Jim Boylan be?
Yes, absolutely. I didn't tell you what, no good veterans or no superstars are going to go for that right now. So, hey, you know, Chicago is already having a hard time getting players, and let alone you trying to run this high school system and having guys check in, man. You know, you're not about to attract any vets or anything like this. So, I mean, some kind of way, man, he got to figure it out. Because I actually think he could probably be a pretty good coach if he would put his ego and pride aside. But definitely, they're not looking at him as like, hey, I want to come over there because of Jim Boylan. He's definitely turning players away.
The Bulls have a kid in Coby White who's one of three players on their roster that's played in all the games. He is he's struggled. He hasn't started. They're not really doing a lot with him. Every once in a while, you see those flashes, sixth draft pick overall, and yet he doesn't get invited to this rookie game that's being played in the town he plays in. And even when guys go down, no one is turning to him. What does that say about him? Should he be upset about it? Is it a problem with usage? What's wrong with that kid?
Yeah, he should. And listen, when you draft a kid in a lottery like Coby White, you got to let him play. Otherwise, you can't have this kid coming in off the bench. No, you got to let him play. You got to, because he could play. Like, in my opinion, he could hoop. And you got to put that kid out there to be successful. There's no way he shouldn't be in the Rising Stars game, because if he would have played the amount of minutes that he needed to be and played through his mistakes, he would have been in the game. So at the end of the day, I blame the Bulls for that. I blame Jim Boylan. You got to put this kid out there and let him do him. What's the reason of drafting that high in the lottery? Not bringing the man off the bench and trying to hold him accountable. No, he's a rookie. You got to let him play and let him go out there and do him. If you got to sacrifice bringing somebody else in, but he should be playing nothing less than 30 minutes a game for sure.
Kendrick, I look at Zach LaVine and I see a guy I have a lot of respect for because he goes out every night and he scores a lot of points for a bad team. And he was left off the All-Star team. And maybe that'll change. Maybe Damian Lillard's injury will open the door for LaVine maybe to get on that final spot. What's the league-wide perception of Zach LaVine's season? Because outside of Chicago, it doesn't seem like he's getting a ton of respect.
No, not at all. But he's a walking bucket. He is a bucket getter. But, you know, I don't understand. You know, he's talented. He has the athleticism. I'm a fan of Zach's. I don't know if, you know, the perception around the league for his GMs. I know players feel pretty confident, and they like him. Former players love him. But I don't know how GMs feel about him, because from what I was hearing was that they was trying to trade him at the deadline but couldn't get any buyers. And that's kind of crazy and disturbing, because here it is, a guy that, you know, Cook is capable of really dropping 50 on you any given night if he's hot. And if he can't get a bye, that's kind of, I don't know, that speaks volumes. Because it's something, I don't know, you know, if it's internal problems or what, but obviously it's some type of bad word that's getting out about him.
Kendrick, tell us about the All-Star weekend. I mean, does players come to town that aren't even in the game, but they want to go to the parties. There's always some great parties. Shaq is going to be spinning records someplace. He's going to DJ one night. We there are different things around town that are lined up. But it's also a break for other guys, right? You can do something, get away. What is All-Star weekend like?
It's always All-Star weekend is one of the best. And then, you know, guys capitalize on, you know, the endorsement deals because they throwing parties.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of former players want to go out there. I was thinking about going to Chicago, but when I realized it was a TNT event and I didn't have to go, I decided to stay home with my family. But, you know, guys always look forward to going out there to guys look forward all the time to going out there and to the All-Star weekend and just having a good time. Like I said, it's a great time for former players and current players to get together. And you also meet new friends when you go out there. As far as players you're playing against that you don't know and stuff like that. So it's always a good thing.
Kendrick, thanks a ton. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kendrick.
No problem. Appreciate you.
Good stuff.
That was Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Kendrick Perkins. Insider Calls brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. You can also hear Perk on Scale and Pals, available on Radio.com and wherever you find your podcast. Great basketball talk with everything you need to hear on the NBA from Perk and Brian Scalabrine and Rick Bucher and more. Just search Scale where you find your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.